Jack dragged himself back up to his fallen camp. He didn't need a watch to tell him it was late. All he needed was to feel the chills crawling up his back and to see the sun setting. Jack tried to scoot under his fallen tent to try to conserve as much heat as possible before the sun set and the creatures came out. Jack coldly dozed off into sleep. The next morning, he still felt the Gila monster venom penetrating his body. Jack tore everything out of his backpack for anti-venom. Finally, he looked in their rental jeep that he'd crashed. Jack knew it would be painful to go back, but he needed anti-venom. He looked in the middle compartment and found the anti-venom.